The Phillips home, situated in a pretty forested West Fork neighborhood, and American flags displayed out front each day and carefully removed each night. Inside, the living room's lined with beige, comfy sofas. Books and toys are scattered about. A window air conditioner churns cold air, pushed along by several fans. Both parents have the day off today. Laura Phillips works at a public health center, and Father Jay Phillips is a transit driver for disabled and elderly.
We are a multi-generational household consisting of myself, my wife, our son Benjamin, who you can maybe hear in the background there. He's two and very two. My daughter Hadrian, who is 3 going on 4 going on 14. And that would be Hadrian with an H. and then there's Will, who is 10.
Will Phillips is a skinny, sweet-looking guy. He sits nearby listening carefully as his parents speak. He's not shy. He's just requested that his parents talk first. Jay Phillips says he and his wife, Laura, practice a specific form of child rearing.
You don't talk down to your children. You don't dumb it down for them. And, you know, kids are a lot smarter than people give them credit for.
For 6 years, Will was the only child, so the center of two very loving parents' attention. Will's mom, Laura.
He's always been very, very verbal, very empathetic, very compassionate, and not afraid to stand up for what he believes in.
Like at this Northwest Arkansas Gay Pride Parade in Fayetteville, where Will Phillips served as Grand Marshal.
Our next speaker, Mr. Will Phillips.
I'm proud of the happy faces. I'm proud of the families of all types. Gay or straight, single or partnered, older or young, from near or far, all are represented, all are respected, and all are welcome. I even enjoy seeing the angry people. Everyone wave to the angry people!
Will was directing his remarks to anti-gay activists, heckling the parade with placards and crosses. He refuses to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, he says, because he believes not all Americans enjoy liberty and justice. He learned these things from attending gay rights gatherings with his parents, who are political allies. He learned that gay couples are barred from marriage, sharing benefits, even adopting children. After David Kuhn published his story last November in the Arkansas Times, the Huffington Post grabbed it, as did The Daily Show and The Colbert Report, and CNN.
Will, why is this issue so important to you that you would commit, as your dad said, this atypical act of juvenile delinquency?
I've grown up with a lot of people, mm-hmm. and I'm good friends with a lot of people that are gay, mm-hmm. and I think they should have the rights all people should, and I'm not going to swear that they do.
So what's the reaction been from your fellow students at school to you not standing up for the pledge and the views that you hold about this issue?
Not very good. They've taken from what I said an assumption that I'm gay in the halls and the cafeteria. I've been repeatedly called a gay wad.
A gay wad? What's a gay wad?
I really don't know. It's a discriminatory name for homosexuals.
Okay. All right. Well, Jay...
Will makes it quite clear that he, too, is a straight ally to the gay community. He's also grown accustomed now to being interviewed by curious grown-ups at work as reporters.
There are some reporters that, at first, look down to me a lot. Then I talk for about 5 minutes and they start talking regularly to me.
Is it hard for you to hang out, or do you wish you were somewhere else? Are you tired of all this?
Yeah, I'm a little tired of all of it. Being tired of just being able to talk about it. At 10, I can't chain myself to anything yet, so I can't really get anything done other than just talking.
As in taking direct action. Will turns 11 in late September. He said he was made aware of inequity for the first time one day at school.
Really, when my friend got made fun of for his speech delay, I was confused as to why anyone would treat someone differently because they were born differently from the person who's treating them differently.
Will befriends all sorts of people who interest him. Plus, his interests vary widely, but are focused on science and history.
History that has lots of economics and politics mixed in.
Who in history are you connected with?
I don't know why, but Marie Curie is my favorite person in history, and for some reason, the person that I relate the most to. She discovered radium. She, on a very low budget throughout her life, she didn't earn any profit off of her sciences. And she was one of the first woman scientists.
With regard to this experience that you've gone through at the age of 10, how do you think it's going to inform the rest of your life?
Well, I've got a college paragraph down.
That would be his essay to get into Stanford. All of this rising from one simple challenge to a fifth grade status quo. Will stuck out as it was, being progressed two grades last year from third to fifth, and the notoriety made things worse, so his parents pulled him from public school last April. Mom, Laura Phillips.
So we just made the decision to homeschool, and it's been a lot better for him because he was doing his stuff and he was getting the grades, but he's just the kind of kid who needs more, so.
Plus, a professional educator lives on the premises.
I'm Joan Wright. I'm a retired school teacher from the West Fork School District. His dad is interested in history. His mom has science and health issues down. I'm language and social studies. If he has a question, there ain't nobody in the family that he can't ask. So he's always had his questions answered and has always been interested in the things that the household is interested in.
Will himself says he's glad for the move.
Yeah, I feel it's best for my education because we were doing coloring sheets again even after I skipped a grade. And also there were small gestures and comments from both faculty and kids that just... It got really, really, really old.
With all the attention over the past year, his parents have become circumscribed. Father Jay Phillips.
We don't do much media. We don't talk to many people, and when things heat up, we lock it down.
As local pressure quells, national interest grows. Laura Phillips says that her son is now a gay rights icon, and it's ironic.
Because here's this straight white Southern boy, and yes, he identifies as straight. You know, we started getting mail from this that was sent to the school, forwarded to us. We heard from celebrities that are out. We heard from the National Center for Lesbian Rights, who flew us to San Francisco to present Will the Fierce Ally Award, and Judy Shepard, who founded the Matthew Shepard Foundation, presented the award to him. We went to the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation in New York, where Will's CNN piece won for Best News Segment of 2009. And he spoke before an audience of nearly 2,000 people and brought the house down.
Awards and invitations to speak will likely continue for this family until Will moves forward with his own plans. And yes, he has an itinerary.
I'm doing the homeschooling thing on K-12 until I'm in ninth grade. Then go to community college rather than high school. Become a junior from doing that. Get a biological science background at the University of Arkansas. Then apply to go to Stanford. Get a law degree there with an internship at NCLR in San Francisco. I'm going to stay in San Francisco when I'm done and work for California ACLU. And then once I become established, like after maybe 20 years of that, I'm going to go back to school and get a degree, a medical degree and a degree in nanotechnology and work with nanomedical studies.
Plus, he says, San Francisco's fun and smells great, combination of sourdough delis and salt ocean air. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.